Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood today. It is always an honor for me to do so, and I look forward to our conversation we're going to have today, and would ask that you join us when you would like. If you would like to join the conversation, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Again, this is Mike Hill. I'm hosting the show from the Panhandle in Florida, the Pensacola area. I am a small business owner. I've been selling insurance and financial services for 31 years. Before that, I spent 10 years active duty in the Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I also spent 5 years as a state legislator, elected to the Florida House of Representatives first in 2013, and served over a period of time until November of 2020. We are also joined today by my good friend, Dr. Chris Hughes. Dr. Chris Hughes is one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. Chris Hughes is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for American Foundation, one of the nation's leading advocacy and grassroots public policy organizations. He is a powerful communicator, and he is a Christian political advocate, Second Amendment defender, Christian apologist, and author. Dr. Hughes is the host of the Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, Mike, it is an honor to be with you today as we face the issues.
Yes, and we're going to be discussing some important issues today. One of them, in fact, being the big issue of sin and how sin is being looked at and applied in our society today. We're also going to be looking at, of course, COVID, because that is such a huge topic, and what we see coming out of our hospitals here recently. And at the top of the hour, Chris, you didn't know about this because I recently arranged this. At the top of the hour, we're going to have a guest join us who was present January 6th at the Capitol, had his home raided by the FBI, and is still fighting at this very moment to avoid going to jail and to get his equipment back. His name is Jesus Rivera. He also lives here in Pensacola. He's going to be joining us to share his story.
That's
Let's
great.
Let's face the issues. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that's exciting because many people are being held as political prisoners across our country that attended on January 6th. So I'm excited to hear what Jesus has to tell us.
Yes. And I mean, and their conditions are appalling. Not receiving medical treatment, placed in isolation. And you said it so correctly, Chris, they are political prisoners being held by the leftists, by the Democrat Party. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. You can reach them online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Chris, one of the first articles I'd like us to look at was written by Dr. Rich Swire. This was written very recently, November 15th. The title of it is, Something is Seriously Wrong When the World is Offended by Everything But Sin. And isn't that the truth? Chris, we're seeing it in our culture here in America and around the world. Everyone seems to be offended by everything but sin. The article starts off with, the seven social sins are wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, politics without principle. Those statements were from a sermon given by Frederick Lewis Donaldson in Westminster Abbey, London, on March 20th, 1925. Now, the article goes on to say, and I agree, sin is real. Sin causes death and destruction, not only of the individual, but a culture. Sinful behavior leads to more sinful behavior. Have you noticed that Western civilization is dying, slowly but surely? Have you felt that our constitutional republic form of government is being replaced with communism? Are you uncomfortable with what is happening around you? Have you noticed that lying has now become an art form? Do you feel cheated in how you are treated by your friends, work colleagues, and government at every level? Do you see politicians trying to steal from you in the name of social justice? Chris, I want to make this comment, and then I'd like you to weigh in with your perspective, with your comments. It says here in this article, have you noticed that lying has now become an art form? Here's something that I've noticed, Chris. When the Biden regime stole the election and was installed in office, his press secretary, Jen Psaki, would come on TV, and if you notice back then, she was very uncomfortable. She was uncomfortable, and she would always say, I'm going to have to circle back with you on that one. And she had a difficult time for about a week or two. And then all of a sudden, I noticed this, Chris. She became very comfortable in front of the camera and in front of the press because that's when she learned that she could lie and get away with it. She lies constantly. We see those on the left who lie constantly, and they seem to have no conscience about it. Here is Representative Adam Schiff, who was caught in a lie about the Steele dossier. But instead of feeling any kind of remorse, instead of any kind of apology, he simply doubles down. He feels very comfortable with lying. We see this coming from the news media, the leftist news media, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all those three-letter media outlets, New York Times. They lie constantly and seem to be comfortable with it. It is an art form to them. Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
Mike, a lot of the socialist politicians in our country today do lie, and they do it because they know they can get away with it because, like you said, the liberal media is going to paint a narrative to back up what they say. And unfortunately, most of our society today is not rooted in the Word of God, and they are also not up to date with what's going on in the news. A lot of them don't listen to shows like this show and others where they can get educated and look for opposite sources of news so they know what's going on in the world today. But I think the problem's not just in the country, Mike. Really, there's a problem in the church, too. Sin is not identified as sin anymore. Pastors avoid the subject of sin. The Bible tells us that sin separates us from God. We wonder why our country is divided and turned away from God, and why we think that God has turned his back on us. He didn't turn his back on us. We sin, and God cannot tolerate sin. And when our nation is rampant with sin, we don't seek forgiveness of sin. As you say, lying is commonplace and doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore. God's not going to be dwelling in a place that is filled with sin. And when pastors don't address it, it's a problem even within the church. So the Holy Spirit is really almost bound from doing things because of the sin that's not only in the church, but across the country as well. It is a problem in our nation today, and it's time for pastors to stand up in the pulpit and identify sin as sin. It's time for Christians in the workplace and the political structure. I mean, we have people, you're talking about members of the United States Congress. There are even people who profess to be Christians that are in the United States Congress, but it doesn't seem to bother them of the lying that goes on, the murdering of babies, the endorsing of homosexuality and unbiblical marriage in God's world today. And there's a price to pay when we become a nation that is engulfed in sin.
Chris, you are exactly right. So well said, that not only is it a part of our American culture, it is a problem in our church right now. So well said. Now, getting back to the article by Dr. Rich Swire, which was written on November 15th, he states, here are some uncomfortable truths about the media and politicians don't want you to know about. Biden's Build Back Better agenda will cost more than $0. Mankind cannot control the climate. Work is better than welfare. Taxing the rich always leads to taxing every worker. Communism is not the answer to the world's economic problems. Totalitarianism culture war is not the answer. There are only two genders, male and female. Chris, let's pause right there for a second. Isn't it insane that we have to make such an obvious observation? Why on earth do we have in culture right now, in America and around the world, even debating that there are more than two sexes, male and female?
Mike, you know, every time I hear them talk about that, just the ridiculousness of it makes me want to laugh. It's so crazy. It's sad. And they're all the time telling us in the media to listen to the science, obey the science. Well, the science is clear. There are only two genders, and you can't change that. You can have all the sex operations you want. You can take hormone therapy, but it doesn't change what God ingrained into your DNA. And there are only two sexes, male and female, period. God created us that way, and that's the way that it is. And no matter what we do, we can't change it. And it's a scientific fact. I mean, imagine 15 or 20 years ago, if anybody had implied there's more than 100 different genders. It's insane what is going on and the lies that are being taught to our society today. And Mike, when you talk about two genders, I mean, what really is disgusting is what's going on in our school system today and something called the common sexuality curriculum, where as early as 5 and 6 years old, they're asking children at school to identify whether they are male or female, and they're teaching them about transgender and other options of so-called gender choices. And they're trying to heavily encourage children to pick a gender that is other than what God gave them at birth. And it's happening as a brainwashing in our public school systems across the country today. And people, if you think I'm exaggerating, you better wake up. Google common sexuality education today. President Biden has dedicated more than $100 million to this. And it's basically a brainwashing of our children when they're in the public school systems to teach them that there are multiple genders. And it's training up the next generation to believe, as Mike said a while ago, these are lies that are being taught to our children. And when we as parents are not grounded in the Word of God, we're not teaching our children the Word of God, what they're hearing 8 hours a day in a school is there's multiple genders. And if you don't think you're a girl, and even if you have the anatomical parts of a girl, you can be whatever you want to be. It's sinful, it's a lie, it's wrong, and it's a plague in our nation today.
Chris, is downright evil, and is so well said. You made a point that parents need to counter this by teaching their children biblical truths while they are at home. And Chris, I will go so far as to say this, that parents, you need to do one of two things. Either you get involved in your child's education in those public schools, you find out what they are being taught in that classroom. You demand to see the curriculum from the teacher and from the principal. You attend those school board meetings, as we are seeing more and more parents who are doing, that because of COVID, it exposed, when these children were staying home, it exposed what their children are being taught. And you demand that they be taught how to read, write, American history, accurate American history, and math. That is what they should be focused on. If there's anything other than that, take your children out of these government public schools. There are so many options available to you now. You can homeschool. You can private school. There's internet schools. There are charter schools. There are so many different options that you do not have to leave your children into those government-run public schools, which are running this country into the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill and Chris Hughes sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood. If you would like to join the discussion, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. Back to this article written by Dr. Rich Swire on January 15th. The title of the article is "Something is Seriously Wrong When the World is Offended by Everything But Sin." And he was listing some uncomfortable truths about the media and that politicians don't want you to know about. As we continue with this list, science, this is what Dr. Rich Swire says, science is never fixed. Science requires that every theory be tested again and again. Propaganda in all of its forms is the enemy of the people. Killing the unborn is murder. There is no such thing as social justice. There's only equal justice under the law. All lives matter. Judging someone by the content of their character is the gold standard of any society. And then a final point he makes, God is real. Chris, what are some of your thoughts, your comments on those statements that I just read by Dr. Rich Swire?
Well, I like the eighth one you read, science is never fixed. Science requires that every theory be tested again and again. And that is something that our society just doesn't get. I mean, if you go back and read science that was considered scientific fact 60, 100, 200 years ago, so-called science is always changing. So when our government is so dogmatic today in saying that certain sciences are fixed and that's the way it is, that's just not the case. Throughout all of history, science has changed again and again. And then as the author of your article said, killing the unborn is murder. Mike, that's another abortion is the great lie in America today. The blood of more than 65 million unborn babies in the United States of America, not counting across the world. And by the way, both President Obama and President Biden have taken their pro-abortion agenda. It wasn't good enough just to kill babies in the United States of America. They're doing it all over the world. And our federal tax dollars are funding abortion programs in little countries that most of you have never heard of all over the globe today. Abortion is a plague across the country and across the world today. And God's going to hold us accountable for the lie saying that it's a woman's choice or has something to do with woman's health. Abortion has absolutely nothing to do with the woman's health. It's a convenience for the sin of having sex outside of marriage. And that's all it is. It's sin. It's sin, and you're trying to cover it up or hide it by having to have abortion. There's less than 3% of any abortion has ever been to save the life of a mother. So when they try to teach that narrative in the media today, it's just something that scientifically is not accurate and is not the truth. This author is right that we're living in a nation of sin, but we don't want to call sin sin anymore. We don't want to identify as sinners. We don't want to admit that we've done anything wrong, but the Bible tells us that all have sinned. Everyone has sinned. Everybody has done something wrong. As a consequence of that sin, we deserve to die and spend all of eternity in hell. The only salvation that we have from that sin is the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We have got to be Amen. A nation that turns from sin and turns back to Jesus.
Amen. Well said, Chris. That was excellent. And you know, there are some movement going on right now in our political system and our judicial system where many are hoping that the tragic Roe v. Wade decision is going to be reversed soon by the U.S. Supreme Court because of cases that they have taken on, including the Texas Heartbeat Bill and also a case coming out of Mississippi, which tries to stop and challenge abortion. So we'll see. We'll see where the Supreme Court goes with those decisions. I'll have to admit, Chris, I'm very skeptical with what will come out of that Supreme Court. So often they return the wrong decision, more times than they do right. And everyone knows what the right decision would be in a certain situation. But here we have these judges, Roberts and Gorsuch, and they tie themselves in pretzels trying to justify their decisions, such as the more recent Obergefell decision allowing marriages between the same sexes. That is outrageous. And they tried to justify it by coming up with all this legal jargon and nonsense when everybody knows that it's wrong. So we'll see, Chris. Maybe we're going to see the tide being turned on this sin of murdering preborn children while they are still in the womb. As we look at this article by Dr. Rich Swire, it goes on and it says that there are politics now without principle. Terry Pratchett, in his novel Carpe Jugulum, wrote, "And sin, young man, is when you treat people like things." People are beginning to see their government treating them like things. Here's one example of a government treating its citizens like slaves. This was a tweet from Dr. David Samadi. "Beginning tomorrow in Austria, anyone unvaccinated over the age of 12 is not allowed to leave their home except for essential reasons, such as grocery shopping. There is no longer an option to present a negative test, vaccination or lockdown." Chris, that comes out of Austria. And we are also, which is utterly amazing to me. And we see that coming out of Australia and New Zealand, these draconian measures where the government now is trying to lock down its citizens. It's not treating them as free people. They're being more drastic than we've seen anywhere else in the world. We see the nation Israel, which mandated that their entire population was going to be vaccinated. And as I understand it, Chris, there's something like 97% of the population has been vaccinated. But now we are also seeing that they are one of the countries with the highest rates of new COVID variant infections, proving that the vaccinations do not work. So here we see government with these outlandish mandates that they're making, even coming from our own government, the Biden regime, where they're trying to mandate employees with more than 100 people. They must vaccinate all their people. They're vaccinating our military fighting men. And we are seeing these adverse reactions coming from these vaccines, Chris, especially in young men, the heart troubles, the myocarditis, or the strokes, people actually dying from these vaccines. Any previous vaccine, if there were a minuscule number of deaths that were taking place, they would stop it immediately and take it off the market. And
that's right,
I'm hearing numbers now of over 40,000 people have died from these vaccines in the United States alone, and they are still forcing it. Chris, that doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's going to get worse here, Mike, just like it is in Austria that you just read about in that article and other places around the world. President Biden seems determined to try to make everybody in the country take this vaccine. As you said, it's happening in the military. It's happening in larger companies, but they're also putting pressure on smaller companies as well. Police forces and fire departments across the country are being required to take the vaccine. And most, you know, if you don't have a kid in college, you may not realize this, but most college campuses across the nation are requiring students to take a vaccine if they want to attend college classes. It's crazy. And like you said, Mike, I heard the same report you mentioned where there are more than 40,000 people have had serious complications and died from the vaccine, but not one case where somebody who has already had the COVID sickness and had antibodies built in. Our government is making no exceptions at all for people who have had the sickness and have antibodies. I've heard numerous doctors talk about how the antibodies are much stronger in a person who's had COVID than anybody who has a vaccine. And Mike, I mean, you and I grew up at a time when there was polio and measles and mumps and all that. I've never heard of it. You know, maybe it has. I'd never heard of anybody who had one of those vaccines ever contracting the disease after they had the vaccine. But huge numbers of people are getting COVID even after they've taken the supposed vaccine. And now and I tell you what's coming next, not just to have the vaccine, but to mandate that you have these booster shots. And I think we just need to follow the money. Who is getting paid here? These vaccine companies, these pharmaceutical companies are making billions of dollars off a vaccine that does not even work. It's crazy.
Yes, Chris, and we're going to talk about that after the break. On the other side of the hour, we're going to talk about how hospitals are making billions of dollars of how they are providing this poor treatment for COVID. Now, as we get back to this article with Dr. Rich Swire, he goes on to state, COVID is a hammer that has put politics without principle in the forefront. COVID is all about control. It is science without humanity. Politicians are now woke. Woke's focus is on social justice and racism. Politicians have learned how to use social justice and racism to attack their political opponents. Politicians decide who is a racist and who deserves social justice. This is the antithesis of a free society. Politicians and their media allies want to fundamentally transform our culture to fit their woke beliefs. Politicians use their powers to empower themselves and thereby enslave us. Obey or starve. Chris, what are your comments on that? And we have a little under 2 minutes left before we have to break at the top of the hour.
Well, Mike, the closing of that hit the nail on the head. Obey or starve. And that's exactly what's coming. Eventually, you're not going to be able to leave your house to go to the grocery store to buy food or anything. And this just is a precursor. Now, the vaccine is not the mark of the beast, but this control of a population has shown that they can do it. And now we know that what the Bible said is true, and we see how they can do it because they are controlling everything that you do. They're controlling commerce, just like all those ships that are sitting off there off the coast. It's all orchestrated. And it's planned, and it's all been done in less than 10 months by the Biden administration. People, we need to wake up. There is sin in America. Elections matter. We need to get involved and engage and win this culture back for Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's the truth, Chris. Very well said. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill and Chris Hughes. We're sitting in for Dr. Gina Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. We're going to take a hard break at the top of the hour, and then we're going to come back with more discussion. If you would like to join us, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. We're going to have a guest with us who was arrested by the FBI for being at the Capitol on January 6th. He is not in jail now, but he is fighting to not go to jail. He's going to share his story. And then we're going to talk about how the feds are paying hospitals to provide poor and deadly COVID care. Don't change your dials, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after the top of the hour.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.